Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, 谢谢你, 耶稣。
Lord, we come into your presence with thanksgiving in our heart.
主耶稣，我们带着感恩的心来到你的同在里。
We're so grateful that you are always with us.
我们何等的感恩，你一直与我们同在。
That you live inside of each one of us.
你就住在我们每一个人的里面。
Oh, glory to your name.
Oh, 荣耀归给你的名。
I want you to take more territory within us.
我们渴望你在我们的里面占有更多的领土。
We want to present ourselves to you as empty vessels.
我们要把自己当作倒空的器皿，献在你的面前。
Come, Lord Jesus, come and have more control.
主耶稣，求你来，你来更多的掌权。
We recognize you as our leader.
我们承认你是我们的领袖。
We praise your name. We praise your name.
我们赞美你的名，我们赞美你的名。
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you for your promise.
感谢你的应许。
That when we draw near to you, you draw near to us.
你说我们亲近你，你就必亲近我们。
We desire your presence more than life itself.
主，我们渴望你的同在超过生命。
Visit us, Lord, with your salvation.
求你以你的救恩临到我们。
Open our eyes to see you.
求你开我们的眼睛来看见你。
We want to behold you in plain view.
我们渴望能够毫无遮掩地看见你自己。
Pour out your spirit on every student.
求你倾倒你的圣灵在每一个学员的身上。
Reveal yourself to us.
向我们启示你自己。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告, Amen.
Amen. And so, such a privilege to gather together in Jesus' name.
我们能够奉耶稣的名聚集在一起, 这是一个多么大的恩典。
Sister Alice has a precious song to sing to us today, all about Jesus.
圣秋姐妹今天给我们唱一首宝贵的诗歌, 一切都是关于耶稣的。
Come, Sister Alice.
Hallelujah. 赞美主, 赞美主, 是的主啊, 愿你今天早上更多地向我们显现。 Hallelujah. 主啊,我们所以被召, 也就是我们要更多地来被你改变, 要来向你, 向你, 哈利路亚, 主啊, 哦, 求你将你自己更多地彰显在我们里面, 我说我们要来追求, 哦, 我们要来渴慕, 我们就是要越来越像你, 有你那样的样式，赞美主。哦，愿这一首歌也成为我们的祷告啊！哦，哈利路亚，对着主你来唱，对着主来呼求，赞美耶稣。哦，我要向你可爱的救主。 这是我所求，是我所慕，我欢喜丢弃一切的富足，盼望能和你心相合。哦，我要向你，哦，我要向你。 可爱的救主，像你模样。 像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心刻你心香。哦，我要像你那样的柔心，宽恕有怜悯，仁爱良善，帮助孤单的，勉励灰心的，寻找犯罪人，不辞为难。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心刻你心香。哦，我要像你那样的忍耐、圣洁和谦卑，与人无伤，温和的接受无力的苦待，宁可救别人，自己死亡。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真切，在我的中心刻你心香。哦，我要像你，我紧迫切求，我愿出代价跟随你心，
Hallelujah.
将我的所失和我的所有完全献给你，不自禁。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心刻你心香。哦，我要像你，正当我祈求，倒下你的爱充满我心，使我做个殿，配给你居留，使我的生命与你相应。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心刻你心香。哦，我要像你，哦，我要像你，可爱的救主，像你模样，像你的甘甜，像你的真见，在我的中心，刻你心香。哦，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚 哦，主啊，这是我们的祷告。主啊，我们向你迫切的祈求。主，我们说我们渴望向你，但是主，我们需要主你来帮助我们，加添我们力量，赐给我们更多的渴慕。哦，哈利路亚，就是单单要来要你自己。哦，哈利路亚，赞美主，让我们真的是甘愿撇弃一切，就是要来跟随你，就是要被你自己来完全的充满，完全的占有，使我们的生命能够流露出主你的馨香啊，主啊，哈利路亚！是的，正当我们在祈求的时候，主求你用你自己更多的来充满我们呐，哈利路亚！是的，主，就在这个时候，你的圣灵从上面大大浇灌下来，大大的浇灌下来。充满我们，充满我们，直到我们完全的被你来占有。哈利路亚，赞美主，愿你自己得着更大的荣耀啊！主啊，我们赞美你，我们赞美你。哦，哈利路亚，赞美你，主照你的意思，随你的心来塑造我们，使我们更多的像你，有你的自己的样式。赞美耶稣，赞美你，赞美你，赞美你，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
哦，荣耀归给耶稣，哈利路亚。
I can see why Pastor Chow loved to read the hymns.
我可以了解为什么周牧师很喜爱读诗歌的歌词。
They were written with such an anointing of the Holy Spirit.
因为这些歌词都带着圣灵的膏抹。
It's the cry from a heart.
他是从心里发出的呼求。
Oh, to be like you, Jesus.
哦，耶稣，我愿意像你。
Be as pure as you are pure.
像你一样的清洁。
And we cry out to him, come, come.
我们就向他呼求，哦，耶稣，你来，你来。
Come in your sweetness, come in your fullness.
让我像你一样的甘甜，像你一样的真坚。
Stamp your own image upon my heart.
在我的里面刻下你自己的形象。
It's a great blessing to
这
read
是
the
多大的，
hymns.
读诗歌的歌词对我们来说是很大的祝福。
If you have a hymnal, you take it and you can read these wonderful prayers.
如果你有诗歌本，你就可以打开来读这些歌词，它是一些很美好的祷告。
Verse 2 says, Make me full of compassion.
第二节说：“让我像你一样的满有怜悯。
Oh, loving and forgiving.
”那样的仁爱、良善、宽恕。
Tender and kind.
柔细恩慈，
Verse 3 tells us, Oh, to be like you, lowly in spirit.
第三节说：“我要像你那样的忍耐、温柔、谦卑。
That's the goal of our ministry, is that we want to be lowly in spirit.
”这就是我们事工的目的。我们要像耶稣那样的柔和、谦卑。
We want to be holy and pure before the Lord.
我们要在神的面前这样的圣洁、清洁。
And the way it happens is verse 4, it's by his anointing.
能够达到这个目的的方式是借着第四节，我们要被他的圣灵膏抹。
Verse 5 tells us, pour out your spirit.
第五节呼求说：“求你将你的灵浇灌下来。”
Fill with thy love.
让我的心充满你的爱。
Make me a temple that's meet for your dwelling.
使我做个殿，配给你居留。
That's the message of the inward life.
这就是内在生活的信息。
That we may be filled with Christ and Christ alone.
让我们里面被基督充满，单单被基督充满。
We read in the epistles, don't you know your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
在保罗的书信里，我们读到，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？
But in order for a temple to be filled, it has to be emptied.
但是我们的殿要被它充满，首先要被倒空。
Jesus, we do come together for you to speak to our hearts.
哦，主耶稣，我们聚集在一起，我们求你对我们的心说话。
Give us the desire that this hymn writer had.
赐给我们像这位诗歌作者一样的渴望，
Just to be an empty vessel,
就是成为一个倒空的器皿，
filled with Christ and Christ alone.
被基督充满，单单被基督充满。
Thank you, Sister Alice.
谢谢圣秋姐妹。
As we near the end of our e-school for this year, we come with a grateful heart.
当我们今年的网校快要接近尾声的时候，我们带着感恩的心来到神的面前。
We thank our Lord Jesus for the work of the Holy Spirit in all our hearts.
我们感谢圣灵在我们每一个人心里所做的工作。
No matter who the teacher is, we realize it's the Holy Spirit that's speaking to our hearts.
不管是哪个老师在教课，我们都知道是主耶稣自己借着他的圣灵在我们心里说话。
We are all His empty vessel.
我们都是他倒空的器皿。
The Lord is truly our perfect example.
主耶稣实在是我们完美的榜样。
He is inspiring every message that's taught.
是他感动了每一个老师来教导这些信息，
He works among us by His Spirit.
是他借着他的灵在我们中间做工。
To make real the word in our own daily lives.
把神的道在我们的日常生活中变为真实。
All glory comes to Jesus.
哦，一切的荣耀归给耶稣。
He is our sure foundation.
主耶稣是我们稳固的根基。
He's our rock, our refuge at all times.
他是我们每时每刻的磐石和避难所。
Our hope for this ministry is built on Jesus' precious blood.
我们事工的盼望是建立在主耶稣宝血的根基上。
He's the one who leads.
他是那一位带领我们的。
King David found him to be so, as he prays in Psalm 61:2.
在诗篇61篇第二节，大卫祷告的时候，他就发现神是这样的一个磐石。
He says, From the end of the earth, I'll cry to you.
诗篇61篇2节，他说：“我心里发昏的时候，我要从地极求告你。
When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I.
求你领我到那比我更高的磐石。”
Again, King David says in Psalm 71, verse 3,
在诗篇71篇3节，大卫王祷告说
Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually.
：“求你做我常住的磐石。
You have given the commandment to save me, for you're my rock and my fortress.
你已经命令要救我，因为你是我的岩石，我的山寨。”
David was keenly aware of where his help came from.
大卫很敏锐地意识到他的帮助是从何而来。
He learned at a young age to wait on the Lord.
在他很年少的时候，他就学会了等候神。
When he was out in the fields tending the sheep at night, he waited on the Lord.
当他在野外，在夜间牧羊的时候，他就学习等候神。
As we read the Psalms, we see his songs are full of praise and worship to the Lord.
当我们读他写的诗篇的时候，我们发现他的诗篇里充满了对神的敬拜和赞美。
He emptied his heart to the Lord in song.
在诗篇里，他把自己的心倒空归给神。
Just like the hymn writer who wrote, Oh, to be like you. Emptied themselves as they sang.
就像《哦，我愿像你》这首诗歌的作者一样，他所写的诗歌也是把自己倒空归给神。
Even in later life, when David failed the Lord, he took refuge in God's mercy.
虽然在晚年的时候大卫失败了，但他仍然投靠于耶和华的恩典和怜悯。
He knew the Lord was gracious.
他知道神是蛮有怜悯的。
As he repented, he became a man after God's own heart.
当他悔改之后，他成为一个合神心意的人。
Let's look what David wrote in Psalm 51.
让我们来看一看诗篇五十一篇大卫的诗篇。
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness.
神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我。
Blot out my transgressions.
求你按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的过犯。
Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. Verse 2.
第二节，求你将我的罪孽洗除净尽，并洁除我的罪。
Verse 3, he didn't try to hide his transgressions. He acknowledged them.
在第三节里，他没有隐藏自己的罪恶，而是承认他的罪。
Oh, he says in verse 4, against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight.
第四节，我向你犯罪，唯独得罪了你，在你眼前行了这恶，以致你责备我的时候显为公义，判断我的时候显为清正。
Confessed his sin to the Lord.
他向神承认自己的罪。
He goes on in verse 5, I was brought forth iniquity and sin, my mother conceived me.
第五节说，我是在罪孽里生的。在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
Verse 6, you desire truth in the inner part.
第六节，你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
The hidden part that nobody knows about, you make me to know wisdom.
在我的隐秘处没有人知道的地方，你却使我得智慧。
And he cries, Verse 7, wash me, I'll be whiter than snow.
第七节，他呼喊说，求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就洁净。
And 10, verse 10 is special, create in me a clean heart.
第十节很特别，他呼求说，求你为我造清洁的心。
Renew a steadfast spirit within me.
使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Yes, sin separates us from God.
是的，罪使我们与神隔绝。
And he cries in verse 11, Don't cast me away from your presence. Don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
十一节，他又在呼求，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面，不要从我收回你的圣灵。
How many of us have turned to Psalm 51 different times in our life? To find the comfort of forgiveness.
我们中间有多少人在我们的生命中 常常的转回诗篇五十一篇，从这里得到生命的安慰和洁净。
Pastor Ruth has been teaching us about empty vessels that God can use for His glory.
郭牧师一直在教导我们关于成为倒空的器皿，好让神为着他的荣耀使用我们。
And as we read Psalm 51, we realize a vessel must be clean.
当我们读诗篇五十一篇，我们意识到要成为一个器皿，必须先被洁净。
You know, when I go to use a pot or pan in my house and I find it has some food left on it, I have to wash it.
你知道，在我的家里，当我要使用一个容器、一个锅子或者盆的时候，我看里面有一些食物，我就必须先要洁净它。
So when God finds us empty too, He searches to see, is there something more that needs to be cleansed?
神也是要看看我们里面是否是倒空的，是洁净的。他如果看到里面还有别的东西，他就必须先要洁净它。
As we wait in His presence, He reveals to us particles of sin that are still remaining.
当我们在他的面前等候的时候，他就向我们启示，看到里面还有一些罪的颗粒，他要把它清洁掉。
Yes, God is looking for empty vessels.
是的，神在寻找那些倒空的器皿。
Empties that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb.
已经被倒空了，并且被羔羊的宝血所洁净。
Oh, to be like him, pure as he is.
哦，但愿我们能够像他一样的清洁。
He's the great example.
他是我们最伟大的榜样。
When we read the book of Philippians, we realize that he became a servant.
当我们读腓立比书，我们看到他成为一个奴仆，
He emptied himself.
他倒空了他的自己。
And if we want to be useful in the kingdom, we must empty ourselves.
如果我们想要在神的国度里成为有用，我们也必须倒空我们的自己。
Oh, that God would have His way among us.
哦，但愿神能够在我们的中间凭他的意思行。
My longing is to be not only empty, but to be cleansed.
我们的渴望是不单是被倒空，而且是被清洁。
The cleansing takes place by the precious blood of Jesus.
洁净的过程需要耶稣的宝血来做。
When we accepted the Lord, He came and washed and cleansed us.
当我们接受了主耶稣做我们的救主，他就来用他的宝血来洁净我们。
Day by day, there are things that defile us.
每一天过去，有一些事情来使我们被玷污。
Maybe it's some word we've spoken that was wrong.
也许是我们口里所说的一些错误的话。
Or some attitude or judgment we have against someone.
或者是我们的态度，我们对别人有一些论断，
And our hearts get stained
我们的心就被玷污了。
as we think about it and we are mull over it in our minds, it becomes soil on our heart.
当我们来思想这些事，在我们的头脑里开始埋怨，我们的心里就有一些玷污。
That's why we come running to Jesus.
在那样的时刻，我们就要来奔向耶稣。
The core of the ministry of JMI is waiting on the Lord.
JMI 施工教导的核心是安静等候神。
And it's at that time that Jesus washes us.
就是在安静等候的时候，主耶稣的宝血来洁净我们。
As we wait in quietness before Him, He cleanses us.
当我们安静地等候在他的面前，他就来洁净我们。
He applies his precious blood to our thought life.
他用他的宝血来洁净我们的心思意念。
And we see he removes little by little those things that defile us.
我们就看见他一点一点地挪去那些使我们玷污的东西。
That's what happened to David. He found mercy. He found grace.
这就是发生在大卫身上的事，他在神里面找到了恩典和怜悯。
Pastor Ruth, in teaching us about the empty vessels, gave us several examples.
当郭牧师教导我们做倒空的器皿的时候，他给了我们一些圣经中的榜样。
She went over the patriarch Abraham and Isaac and Jacob.
就是我们的先祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Their father, son, and grandson.
他们是祖父、父亲和孙子。
And they were called of God. For his purposes.
他们是神为着他的旨意而拣选的器皿。
But many times we can see that they made mistakes.
但是我们看见很多的时候他们也会犯错误。
Abraham told Sarah, now don't tell Pharaoh when we go into Egypt, don't tell him you're my wife.
亚伯拉罕告诉撒拉说，当我们到埃及的时候，不要告诉法老你是我的妻子。
And that caused a great problem for Abraham.
这就给亚伯拉罕带来了一个很大的麻烦。
And Isaac himself, Abraham's son, wanted his favorite son, Esau, to be the heir.
而亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒愿意他自己所爱的以扫成为他的长子。
But later, he gave the blessing to Jacob.
但是在他的晚年的时候，他就为雅各祝福。
And Jacob himself was quite a problem to himself.
而雅各自己也是一个充满了问题和麻烦的人。
He knew that God had called him. His mother probably told him so.
也许他的母亲告诉了他，是神呼召了他。
But he tried to work it out his own way.
但是他想要靠自己的方法达成目的。
Often he was trying to make it work by his own efforts.
他想要靠自己的努力和办法来达成他的目标。
Of course, his mother encouraged him to do that.
当然他的母亲鼓励他做这些事。
But later, he wrestled with God, and God changed his name from Jacob, the crafty one, to a prince with God. He called him Israel.
但是后来他跟神摔跤，神就把他的名字雅各，那个诡诈的雅各，改变成了以色列，神的王子。
So as she taught us about these men, hope came into her heart that God can use us even if we make mistakes.
所以当郭牧师教导我们这些例子的时候，我的心里就感到非常的有盼望，因为即使我们犯错误，神仍然可以使用我们。
And the patriarchs made the mistake. They never gave up pursuing the God of their salvation.
这些先祖们犯了错误，但他们从来没有放弃寻求带给他们救恩的神。
I'm so glad God is a God of mercy.
我何等的感恩和喜乐，神是充满怜悯的神。
I can look back over my life and see several mistakes I made along the way.
当我回头看我的一生，我看到我也犯过好几个错误。
But I never gave up. And God never gave up on me.
但是我从来没有放弃，神也从来没有放弃我。
God often uses our failures and mistakes to teach us a valuable lesson.
神常常使用我们的失败和错误教导我们一个宝贵的功课。
Jesus himself, in his own words, tells us in John 5,
主耶稣自己在约翰福音第五章用他自己的话告诉我们说。
He said, I can of myself do nothing.
他说：“我凭着自己不能做什么。
He was totally dependent on his father.
”他是全然依靠于他的父神。
He said, It's the father who does the work through me.
他说：“是父在我里面做他自己的事。
Remember when Jesus chose the 12 disciples?
”你记得当主耶稣拣选12位门徒的时候？
When we read that scripture, we look at what Jesus was doing before he chose them.
在圣经里，我们看到，在主耶稣拣选他们之前，他在做什么呢？
He went up into the mountain and stayed all night in prayer.
他来到山上，整夜祷告，与父同在。
Have we waited on the Lord all night long?
我们有没有整夜等候神呢？
Some people get very tired waiting on the Lord for 1 hour.
有的人等候神1个小时就感觉到很疲倦了。
But our Lord Jesus waited on his Father all night long.
但是我们的主耶稣整夜等候他的父。
And he chose all 12 of them, even Judas.
他就拣选了所有12个门徒，包括犹大在内。
He wanted his father's decision.
他要遵循父的拣选。
He's lived to be an example to us.
他为我们活出了一个榜样。
But we should empty ourselves of our own ideas.
我们也应该倒空我们自己的意见。
And give ourselves fully to God.
把我们自己完全的献给神。
Maybe you have read in Radiant Glory the story of Martha Robinson, what Pastor Chow encouraged us to do.
也许你也读过《荣耀的光辉》这本书，就是罗宾森师母的传记。周牧师常常鼓励我们读这本书。
Radiant Glory is not just the story of a godly woman.
荣耀的光辉不单是一个敬虔的姐妹的故事。
It's a many words in there were given by the Holy Spirit through her.
它的里面记载了很多圣灵借着它赐给我们的话语。
There was much teaching there for those who would pursue serving the Lord.
对于那些想要追求服侍神的人，这本书里有很多宝贵的教导。
I know my mother was a young girl at 16 when she went to the faith homes in Zion.
我的母亲16岁的时候就去锡安城的信心家庭。
There were four large homes that were open for those who wanted to seek for God.
当时在那里有4个很大的信心家庭，向那些寻求神的人敞开。
They were united in their pursuit of finding Jesus.
他们都有同一个心智来寻求，来找到耶稣。
The year my mother went there happened to be the year Mrs. Robinson passed away.
当我母亲去信心家庭的那一年，正好是罗宾森师母去世的那一年。
Those that were left carried on the light of seeking for just Jesus.
当时信心家庭的人仍然在持守主耶稣赐给他们的内在生活的亮光。
In the work that we attended, summer camp at Pilgrim Camp, really came out of that ministry.
我们今天所接受的一些教导和事工，包括纽约的营地在内，都是受了信心家庭的影响。
Brother Hans Waldvogel was one of her students.
吴老牧师是罗炳森师母的学生之一，
And he was taught too to be an empty vessel.
他也被教导成为一个倒空的器皿。
That he would be led by the Holy Spirit as concerning the work of the Lord.
好让他在神的事工上完全接受圣灵的指引。
He spent a great deal of time waiting on the Lord.
他花了很多很多的时间安静等候神。
The first time Pastor Chow met him, Pastor Chow was to be his translator.
当周牧师第一次遇见吴老牧师的时候，他是吴老牧师的翻译。
And you know, by reading Pastor Chow's life story, he's told me many times when he translated in Taiwan for Hans Wafflebaum, he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
你们读周牧师的故事传记，你们就知道，当他在台湾为吴老牧师翻译的时候，他就被神的圣灵充满。
The very words he was speaking transformed his life.
吴老牧师所发出的话语改变了周牧师的生命。
And Pastor Chow wanted to find out how to have more of that wonderful presence of Jesus.
周牧师就想要找到到底是什么使他能够得到这样美好的耶稣基督的生命。
And he found out it happened by the times of waiting in the presence of the Lord.
后来他就发现，这是借着在神的面前安静等候他而发生的。
So Pastor Chow closed his door in his room, and the morning he would spend waiting on Jesus.
所以周牧师就每一天早晨把门关起来，整个上午花时间安静等候神。
You know, I've heard it said God doesn't have any grandchildren, He has sons and daughters.
我们听到他说，神并没有孙辈，他所要的是儿子和女儿。
That means that God leads us each one individually.
那就意味着神会个别的带领我们每一个人。
Of course, we get help from those who have gone before us.
当然，我们会从我们前面的前辈得到帮助。
But he wants to reveal himself personally to each one of us.
但是他渴望个别的向我们每一个人来启示他自己。
Otherwise, we go to college or university and we take into our mind a lot of thoughts of teachers.
否则的话，我们就去大学里，去神学院，从老师那里得到很多的教导。
But the JMI ministry is different.
但是 JMI 的事工是不一样的。
Our purpose is to lead you to the feet of Jesus.
我们的目标是把你们带到耶稣的脚前，
To encourage you to wait upon Him,
鼓励你们来安静等候他，
to listen to His voice,
来聆听他的声音，
to come apart and be separate unto Him.
分别出来，单单归给他。
And that's the lesson Mrs. Robinson taught her students.
这就是罗宾森师母教导他学生们的功课。
She was an empty vessel filled with Christ.
他是一个倒空的器皿，被耶稣充满。
She pointed us to find the Lord Jesus.
他向我们指出这个方向，让我们能够找到耶稣。
He wants to be your Savior. He wants to be my Savior.
神渴望成为你的救主，成为我的救主。
He is the rock of our salvation.
他是我们救恩的磐石，
He's steadfast and true.
他是稳固的，他是信实的，
He's unmovable in His love for you.
他对你的爱永不摇动。
So I'm going to read a line that Mrs. Robinson wrote to us.
所以我想要读一下罗宾森师母写给我们的话。
The very first step toward getting anywhere, any way into the deep things of God is an absolute surrender, consecration, abandonment to God.
他说：“进入神深奥事情的第一步， 就是绝对的降服，分别为圣，归给神，弃绝给神。
Once when we were saved, we surrendered to the Lord Jesus.
一旦我们得救以后，我们就把自己降服于主耶稣。
And as we learn more about Jesus, we realize we need to make a consecration.
当我们更多的认识我们的主耶稣，我们发现我们需要把自己分别为圣，献给他。
I was in my 20s when I wrote out a consecration to the Lord.
当我20岁的时候，我写下了一篇分别为圣献给他的一个合约。
I came through a near serious episode of death.
当时我濒临死亡。
I was rushed to the hospital.
人们把我送到医院。
And I had a major surgery.
我经历了一个很大的手术。
It was intended to save my life.
那个手术拯救了我的生命。
When I woke up in the morning, I said, Jesus, what are you saying to me?
那天早晨，当我在房间里醒来，我对主耶稣说，主耶稣，你在对我说什么？
He said, I want you to be mine.
他说，我要你成为我的。
And at that time, I wrote out a surrender to him.
所以在那个时刻，我就写下了一篇降服于他的合约。
I said, Lord, I consecrate my life to you.
我说，主，我把我自己的生命分别为圣，献给你。
I give you my future, my plans.
我把我的未来，我的计划献给你。
My ideas of marriage.
我关于婚姻的看法。
My ideas of what I should be for you.
我将来能够成为什么样的器皿。
Surrender my family to you.
我把我的家庭献给你。
And I decided to write it out like a contract, a document.
所以我就把它写下来，好像一个文件，一个合约一样。
And I signed it at the bottom, my name, Martha Emma. Vital was my maiden name.
所以我就在这篇合约的底下签上我的名字，玛莎·艾玛·拜登。
Oh, and the doctor had said to me, I would never have children because of the surgery.
医生跟我说，因为这个手术，我以后不能够生孩子。
But the Lord said to me,I'll be your husband and we'll have children.
但是主对我说，我要成为你的丈夫，我们要一起有孩子。
But he never told me they'd be Chinese children.
但是他从来没有告诉我，我的孩子是华人的孩子。
Like many of you are my children.
但是你们中很多人都是我的孩子。
And maybe 25 years later, he gave me many children to serve at camp.
后来在25年以后，在营地有很多的小孩子，我去服侍他们。
And my husband met me through camp.
在营地，我跟我的先生见面。
He asked me to be his wife. I asked Jesus, "What do you want me to do?"
他向我求婚，我就问主耶稣说，我该做什么呢？
I prayed for a year, and during that time, my husband.Just surrender the idea to Jesus.
我为着这件事祷告了一整年，在那段时间，我的先生也把他自己的意见降服给了耶稣。
The Lord gave me a very special answer in my prayer.
当我祷告的时候，神赐给我一个非常特别的答案。
I didn't want to miss God's will for my life.
因为我不想错过神对我生命的旨意。
Everything in eternity depends on did we do the will of God?
我们永世的结局取决于我们今天怎样遵行神的旨意。
So I cried from the depths of my heart.
所以我从我内心的深处呼求。
And the Lord spoke to me and said, say yes to him like you would do if it were me.
所以神就对我说，你要向 Jim 说是，就好像你对我说是的，好的一样。
I had spent 40 years or more saying yes to Jesus.
在我过去的40多年，我一直都对耶稣说是的，好的。
So that was my answer. I said yes.
所以这就是我的答案。我跟 Jim 说是的，好的。
And that's been over 33 years ago.
这是大概33年前发生的事。
I wanted to please Jesus.
我渴望来讨耶稣的喜悦。
So when we're reading this, that the Lord, to get into the deep things of God, there has to be that surrender.
所以罗宾森师母说，我们要进入神的深奥之时，第一步就是绝对的降服。
There has to be a consecration.
我们必须先分别为圣，献给神。
And the last word was abandonment to God.
最后一条是把自己弃绝给神。
When you abandon something, you leave it behind.
当你弃绝一件东西，你就把它丢在身后。
We abandon our self-life to Him.
我们已经把我们的自我及生命弃绝给他。
And we allow Him to correct us at any time.
我们就许可他在任何的时候更正我们。
If we desire God to make us useful in His kingdom, it starts with this surrender to Him.
所以，如果我们渴望神把我们制作成他国度中有用的器皿，就必须先开始降服于他。
We allow Him to work it out in our daily life.
我们就许可他在我们每天的生活中做工。
That's where the actual surrender takes place in our daily life.
真实的降服是在我们每天的生活中发生的。
We're not going to think our own thoughts. We're not going to feel our own feelings.
我们不是去想自己的思想、心思意念，不是去感觉自己的感觉。
We want to think thoughts that are pleasing to Jesus.
我们要思想那些讨耶稣喜欢的心思意念。
We want to speak words that are pleasing in His sight.
我们要说那些在他的眼中讨他喜悦的话语。
This is actually where the surrender takes place.
这就是真实的降服发生的地方。
We're not our own. We were bought with a price, the precious blood of the Lamb.
我们并不属于自己，我们是他用羔羊的宝血重价买来的。
We learn that our own will and desires must be laid down as Jesus laid His down.
我们认识到，我们必须像耶稣一样，把自己的意志和愿望放下。
Remember when He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done."
我们记得他当时在克西玛尼园祷告说：“主啊，不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
To be His vessel, we must be fully surrendered.
”要成为他的器皿，我们必须完完全全的降服。
He becomes our example, our guide.
他成为我们的榜样，我们的向导。
We learn to follow His Spirit in the daily life.
我们在每一天的生活中学习跟随圣灵的指引。
Allow Him to correct and discipline us.
我们许可他来指正我们，管教我们。
And that should take place as long as we live.
无论我们活多么久，这些都应该一直的进行。
And how long we've been serving him.
不管我们已经侍奉他有多久了。
To the very end, Pastor Chow was listening for his voice.
直到他的晚年，周牧师仍然在聆听神的声音。
Pastor Chow knew he was going to meet the Lord.
周牧师知道他快要见主面了。
And he comforted his dear wife by telling her, "We'll be together very soon."
他就安慰他亲爱的妻子说：“我们很快就要再见面了。
How did he get to know the voice of the Lord?
他是怎样听见神的声音的呢？
He spent so much time waiting in his presence.
他花了这么多的时间在神的面前等候他。
And he encourages us to do the same.
他也鼓励我们每个人这样做。
It's during that time we surrender our will to his will.
就是在等候神的时候，我们把自己的意思降服于他。
We listen for his voice.
我们聆听他的声音。
He gives us an impression.
他带给我们这样的一个默示。
He gives us a direction as we listen for his voice.
当我们聆听他声音的时候，他就来指示我们。
Another word from the Lord to Martha Robinson was this.
另外一句主借着罗炳森师母说的话是
Large trouble, small trouble, keen disappointment, or light one.
无论是大的难处、小的难处、痛切的失意或轻微的沮丧。
We are to keep in praise and faith and look away from it and ourselves to Jesus.
都要保持你的赞美和信心，不要去看那些东西，也不要看你自己，你只要看耶稣就好了。
Sometimes the Lord permits people to do outrageously mean things to us.
有的时候主允许别人对我们做一些极其卑鄙的事情。
He allows it just to get us to come down low before him.
他许可这些事情就是让我们谦卑地低伏在他的面前。
If we don't come down from our pride, we don't go through.
如果我们不从我们骄傲的位置下来，我们就不可能通过考验。
What does it mean to come down? It means to empty ourselves of our own opinions.
下来的意思是什么呢？就是意味着我们要把自己的意见倒空。
One of the great French saints, Fénelon, wrote a book my husband's reading called Let Go.
有一位圣徒芬乃伦写了一本书叫做《新的割礼》。
Let go.
这本书的名字叫《新的割礼》，它的意思是放手。
That's another way of saying come down.
就是下来，谦卑下来的意思。
Come down from your high opinion of yourself.
从你对自己自高自大的评价下来。
Because when we are very strong-willed and independent, we think our way is best.
因为当我们的意志很顽固，我们觉得自己的意见是最好的。
When Jesus emptied his will, he said, Father,
当主耶稣倒空他自己的意志的时候，他说，父啊，照你的意思成就。
He came down on his face before his Father.
他在父的面前面伏于地。
If only he said this could pass from me.
他说，父啊，愿这杯可以挪去。
Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
然而不要照我的意思，乃要照你的意思。
Oh, if we could trust him the way he trusted his father.
哦，但愿我们能够信靠他，就像他怎样信靠父一样。
He would be able to be filled with great joy.
他就可以以大喜乐充满我们这个人。
The book of Hebrews tells us that it was for joy he endured the cross.
希伯来书告诉我们，他因着摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱。
He knew what the answer would be, the salvation of the whole world.
他知道十字架的结局带来什么，就是整个世界的救恩。
For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross.
所以因着摆在前面的喜乐，他就忍受了十字架的苦难。
The cross is intended to help us to come down at the feet of Jesus.
十字架的目的就是帮助我们谦卑下来，来到耶稣的脚前。
But what the Lord is saying to Mrs. Robinson, that we need to keep in praise and faith.
所以神借着罗宾森师母对我们说，我们要保持我们的赞美和信心。
Look away from the trouble we're going through.
不要去看那些我们经过的麻烦。
And most of all, look away from yourself.
最重要的是不要看你自己。
Because self is always weeping and whining.
因为我们的己总是在哭泣，在抱怨。
Self is always looking for someone to have pity on them.
己总是在寻求别人的安慰和可怜。
But not so our Lord Jesus. He gladly went to the cross in answer to his Father's will.
我们的主耶稣却不是这个样子的，他高高兴兴地经过了十字架的苦难，遵行了父的旨意。
This truth was such a great help to me when I was still in my 20s.
当我20岁的时候，这个真理给我带来了这样大的帮助。
It's wonderful help to learn to praise the Lord at all times.
这对我是奇妙的帮助，我可以学习常常赞美神。
Even when we are sick or when we fall, we can open our mouth and praise the Lord.
即使当我们失败的时候，当我们生病的时候，我们仍然可以学习用我们的口来赞美他。
Sometimes I would get discouraged when I would see myself the way I am.
有的时候，当我看见自己的本相，我就非常灰心失望。
My teacher told me, now's the time to praise Jesus.
我的老师教导我，就是在那样的时候，你要来赞美耶稣。
Is answering your prayer, is showing yourself, yourself, just like you are.
他正在回应你的祷告，他正在向你显现你自己的本相。
But self will wither and die when we focus on Jesus.
但是当我们专注于耶稣的时候，我们的己生命就会萎缩，就会死掉。
When we fail, all we can think about is, oh, why did I do that? How could I say that?
当我们失败的时候，我们就会说，哦，我怎么能这样做？我怎么犯这个错误？
We should praise him for showing us our real self-life.
反而我们应该是来赞美他，因为他向我们显示我们的本相，我们真实的样子。
But the way self can be put to death is when we focus on Jesus.
即生命被致死的方式就是我们专注于耶稣。
So as I began to praise the Lord and walk the floors just praising Jesus, praise you, Jesus.
所以我就开始在地上走来走去的赞美神，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。
Oh, it would fill me with such joy.
哦，神就以这样的喜乐充满了我。
That he could love someone, call someone as bad as I was and am.
哦，我就感恩他竟然可以来带领，来充满一个像我这样的人。
So if you open your mouth and praise the Lord at all times, thank him for showing you yourself.
所以如果你可以开口常常的来赞美他，感谢他向你显示你自己的样子。
That's when self withers and dies.
在那样的时刻，即生命就会萎缩，就会死掉。
And we focus on Jesus.
当我们聚焦于耶稣。
And God will be able to use us as an empty vessel.
神就可以使用我们这个倒空的器皿。
It's only empty that he might fill it with himself.
他倒空我们是为了他可以使他自己来充满我们。
Oh, there's more to being brought down low at his feet.
哦，我们里面还有很多需要被谦卑下来，在他的脚前。
He not only empties us, his precious blood cleanses us.
他不但是倒空我们，并且用他的宝血来洁净我们。
And as we praise him, he pours in his own spirit.
当我们赞美他的时候，他就浇灌下他自己的圣灵。
He becomes everything to us.
他就成为我们一切的一切。
He is all that we need.
他就是我们所需要的一切。
He fills the emptiness with himself.
他以他自己来充满被倒空的地方。
Praise is that key victory. And when Jesus comes into plain view,
赞美是得胜的钥匙，因为赞美可以使我们清清楚楚地看见耶稣。
and we can say as Paul did in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love God.
我们就可以像使徒保罗一样说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Those of you who are called according to his purpose.
你们这些按他旨意被招的人，
What is his purpose?
他的旨意是什么呢？
Oh, if we read on in Romans 8, we would find out his purpose.
哦，如果你继续读罗马书第8章，你就会发现他的旨意是什么。
Verse 29 says, For whom he foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the image of his son.
8章29节说，他预先所招来的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
Yeah, that's our calling. That's why he allows all these things.
这就是我们的呼召，这就是为什么他许可这一些事发生。
The purpose is to conform us to the image of his son.
他的旨意就是把我们磨作成他儿子的形象。
That he would be the firstborn among many brethren.
好使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And Jesus Christ was that empty vessel.
而主耶稣他自己就是那位倒空的器皿。
He purposely emptied himself.
他定义的把自己倒空。
And he's calling us to be emptied of ourselves.
他也在呼召我们，把我们的自我倒空。
That we might be conformed to his image.
好，让我们被磨成他的形象。
That's what it means to be filled with Christ.
这就是被基督充满的意思，
Filled with his own spirit.
就是被他自己的灵所充满，
His love.
被他的爱充满，
His attitudes,
他的态度，
his purpose.
他的目的。
Oh, Jesus, we desire you.
哦，主耶稣，我们渴慕你。
We rejoice that you are emptying us.
我们何等欢喜，你正在倒空我们。
You have a purpose in emptying us.
你倒空我们，有你的目的和旨意。
That we might be conformed by your Spirit to the Spirit of your Son.
好，让我们借着你的圣灵，被磨成你儿子的灵的形象。
Pour out your Spirit today among us.
求你今天在我们的中间倾倒下你的圣灵。
We recognize you in our midst.
我们能够看到你就在我们中间。
Oh, we want to be like you.
哦，我们愿意像你一样。
Oh, that people saw in you was God.
Oh, 人们在你的身上单单的看见了神，
And some ran away from God.
有些人从神面前离开了，
But others accepted you.
但是另外一些人接受了你，
And you became their very life.
你就成为他们自己的生命。
You lived out your life in each one of them.
你在他们每一位里面活出了你自己的生命。
The Peters, the James, the Johns, the Pauls.
那些彼得们，那些保罗，那些雅各、约翰。
And you're calling our generation.
你也在呼召我们这个世代的人。
You still desire to live out your life within us.
今天你仍然渴望在我们的里面活出你自己的生命。
And you said, if you want to come after me, deny self.
你说你们若要来跟从我，就要舍己。
Take up your cross like he did.
就要像他一样背起你的十字架。
And say, not my will, but yours be done.
说不要照我的意思，那要照你的意思。
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, pour out your spirit.
哦，主耶稣，求你倾倒下你的圣灵。
Pour out the spirit of surrender.
求你倾倒下降服的灵。
Cast away all fear.
赶逐一切的惧怕。
We all like to be in control.
我们每个人都愿意自己掌权。
Help us to give you the control.
帮助我们把主权交给你。
You make the decisions.
让你来做决定。
You have your way.
让你按你的意思行。
And we will find it to be a joy-filled life.
我们就会发现这是一个被喜乐充满的生命。
Self is the only prison that binds the soul.
己是唯一能够拘禁灵魂的囚牢。
But love, the love of God, is the angel that opens wide the prison door.
但神的爱是那个天使，他吩咐监门大开。
And when your spirit calls us, help us to follow you.
当你的灵来呼唤我们的时候，帮助我们加快脚步来跟随你。
It may seem like a dark path ahead of us.
虽然我们前面的道路好像是黑暗的。
Just like the cross was for you.
就像十字架摆在你的面前一样。
But it comes to marvelous light at last.
但是最终会迎来奇妙的光明。
For Christ Jesus, it meant a resurrection morning.
对主耶稣来说，它意味着是一个复活的早晨。
It meant bringing many sons and daughters into the kingdom.
就意味着带领许多的儿子和女儿进入神的国度。
It meant that God could pour out his own spirit in us on Pentecost.
意味着神可以在五旬节那一天把他的圣灵浇灌在我们里面。
We give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor.
我们把荣耀归给你，把赞美归给你，把尊荣归给你。
Help us to see death is not the end.
帮助我们看见死亡不是结局。
It wasn't for you.
死亡对你不是结局。
It was just the beginning of a resurrected life.
而是一个复活生命的开始。
And God took pleasure in you.
神喜悦你。
May he take pleasure in each one of us that are willing to surrender.
他也喜悦我们每一个愿意降服的人。
That we're willing to pray the prayer you prayed, not my will, yours be done.
我们也渴望像你一样的祷告，说不要照我的意思，那要照你的意思。
Let your kingdom come in us.
愿你的国临到我们里面。
That you reign within us as King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
好让你在我们的里面掌权，作为万王之王，万主之主。
Fill us with the joy of surrender.
求你把降服的喜乐充满我们。
Give us the realization it's not the end.
让我们意识到这不是结局。
Our being emptied is just the process.
我们被倒空不过是过程中的一部分。
The next step is being filled with Christ.
下一步就是被基督的生命充满。
And Christ alone.
单单被基督充满。
And you said, daily deny ourselves.
你说我们要每一天舍己。
That's the process.
这就是这个过程。
But the result is more of Jesus.
但结局是得着更多的耶稣。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. 感谢你主，我们奉耶稣的名求。Amen.
I don't know if any of our teachers or coordinators are here, but if they are, let them be free to pray.
我们请我们的老师们和同工们自由的祷告。
Jesus is here in a mighty way.
主耶稣大能大力的与我们同在。
Hallelujah, 是的，主，我们谢谢你让借着这个 Martha 牧师给我们的教导，让我们真是在学会在你面前完全的顺服，而这个顺服是我们每天的生活里的顺服。主啊，帮助我们用你的灵来开启我们，使我们看到我们在做每一件事的时候，在我们遇到每一件事的时候，主啊，你的心意是什么？你要对我们，我们应该怎么样的回应？主，把你的那个温柔和谦卑，还有那个爱，能够放在我们的心中。当我们有一些怒气的时候，甚至有焦急的时候，主啊，你都在我们的旁边，你都在帮助着我们，你也在观察着我们，让我们在遇到这些事情的时候，在遇到烦恼的时候，在遇到这个压力的时候，主啊，你在我们旁边。主，谢谢你一直要陪伴着我们，让我们学会来仰望你，使我们改变，借这些事情，让我们能够降服自己，以至于我们有更多你耶稣你的形象、你的气味在我们的身上。哦，谢谢你主，借这些玛莎牧师的教导，使我们能够更加清楚这条路是主耶稣你所为我们预备的，虽然是舍己的路，但是是一条荣耀的路，也是一条通向神国荣耀的路。谢谢你，让我们真是把自己再一次的完全的奉献给你，不保留，没有任何的保留。哦，主耶稣，我愿意完全的降服在你的面前，感谢你，耶稣，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
It's time to close, but I'd like to sing a little song.
我们快要结束了，我想要唱一首诗歌。
The power of God is mightily here.
神的同在，大能的在我们中间。
Jesus wants to live in you.
主耶稣渴望活在你的里面。
주자와신주화자와신어허든치명주안지두워자매와신 Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you. We'll see you again next week.
Amen. 神祝福你们，我们下个礼拜再见。
Hallelujah.